This is program number LW2695. Well, do you know what book has been the bestseller of all time? Hi, this is Larry West. Believe it or not, the Bible has been on the bestsellers list every year since it was first mass-produced. Yet, believe it or not, even though it's one of the best-selling items anywhere, people don't read it. They talk about it, the things that it's supposed to say, but they don't read it. It sits on the shelf and has pictures and recipes and receipts stuffed in it. It was exciting, so the cleaning lady thought, what she found out one day. You see, it was her first day on the job, and it just so happened that that was the day when the lady of the house was having her weekday meeting in her home where neighborhood ladies would come and they would all study the Bible together. As the meeting was about to start, the leader of the group said to the hostess, I got away from the house this morning without my Bible. Could I borrow yours? Well, the hostess hurried to get her Bible, but she couldn't find it. She knew where it was, for she had used it the day before, but it wasn't anywhere to be found. She searched everywhere. The noise of opening and shutting drawers reached the women, and the lady of the house was getting a little embarrassed. What will they think if I can't find my Bible? In a panic, she ran down to the kitchen where her new employee was working, cleaning in the kitchen. Have you seen my Bible? She asked frantically. Great! Exclaimed the new employee. What do you mean? Asked the lady of the house. Well, said the cleaning lady, the first thing I do when I start to work for someone is to hide their Bible. I want to see just how long it takes the people there to miss it. Then she said, yours is in the linen closet. You see, she found out something exciting that day. And really, it would be exciting, wouldn't it, if everyone studied their Bible at least as much as they say they do? Wouldn't it? Got a challenge for you. How fast could you find the section in the Bible, the book in the Bible, called Hezekiah? How fast could you find it? Once upon a time, an American lady on a flying visit to the Holy Land came to a tourist office to ask for some information on which road would take her into Israel. She was informed by one of the clerks that it was now possible to go by car all the way from Dan to Beersheba. She said, I always thought that they were husband and wife. You know, she said, like Sodom and Gomorrah? Now, if you don't know the punchline of that story, maybe you're one who ought to get the message today. Spend more time in a study of the Bible. Really, how fast could you find the book of Hezekiah in the Bible? How fast? Once there was a wife talking to her husband, and she said to him, who was this Joan of Arc that saved France? Well, the husband looked up from his evening paper and said, you have those characters mixed up. He said, it was Noah of Ark. Jonah's the guy that swallowed the whale. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. In case you thought about going to your Bible just to see how fast you could look up and find the book called Hezekiah, I must confess, there's not a book called Hezekiah. But if I've made you think a little bit today about the need for you to study more of your Bible, then maybe I've been a little successful. You know, one reason people don't like to study their Bible is that they are convinced that the Bible is just too hard to understand. I have a Bible study course, a simple one, designed to help any student to understand just what the Bible has to say. It's totally non-denominational. It's concerned only with just what the Bible teaches. It's a new course. I'd like to send it to you. It's called, For God So Loved You. It's colorful, it's simple, it's short, it's concerned only with the teachings of the Bible. It is not at all concerned about denominational doctrines. It's just concerned about what the Bible has to say. And it's yours free. Here's a thought. Maybe you'd like to start up a Bible study group in your own home, and you've wondered what kind of study material you could use to help get started. Well, this Bible study course is excellent. The people would enjoy it, and like I said, it is strictly concerned with just a study of the Bible. It's simple, and it can get you started in an excellent way. And it's free! Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.